Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors here, and local knowledge right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show talking some serious fishing here.
It's got me fired up. Yeah, man. Ready to get right back at it. We are having a great time. And if you want to join in on that great time, give us a call. Talk to Ali this morning, 213-432-1090. Again, that's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, 213-432-1090, or text the show. Already a bunch of great texts coming through via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way you can text the show, and we are giving away a killer prize today. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, a full year membership to fishdope.com is going away to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. All that great info, like we talked about, the fish counts, the fish areas, water temperature charts, weather charts, pertinent information, bait information. Like, Fishdope is so much more than just a GPS coordinate, and a lot of it is what you want out of it, too. I mean, you know, a lot of people will just go on and see that the fish were biting at the 302, but Fishdope does a whole lot more than just that.
I'll tell you what the rig is, what the hook size is.
And I'll tell you right now, this time of year, looking at water is so key.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I will not, you know, until those fish settle in at San Clemente Island, I don't take that for granted at all. I have a map in my pocket loaded up before I leave the dock, because if they're not where they were yesterday, the next thing I'm going to do is look for an edge.
Yeah.
And that's where those bluefin were piled up on Wednesday. There was an edge out there where you had clean water against dirty water, and you just worked along that edge, and good stuff happened.
And how did you do that? You went on fishdope.com, and you just downloaded the chart, right?
We had bad coverage, actually, so I got the cloud-free SST. It's not the sharpest image, because it's kind of a lower res version, but this time of year clouds are always a problem for sea surface temperature charts. Got us in the right area, and then once the fish kind of dried up, we knew which direction to work. You know, don't just get in there and get GPS numbers and call it a day. Use it. It's a toolbox.
Exactly.
You know, sharpen.
So you just go it's on fishdope.com. It's part of the membership.
Yep.
And then you can just have the app on your phone, then you download the chart, right?
Yeah, you download the chart before you leave the dock, and it's loaded into your phone. So when you're on the water, you'll see your boat in relation to that temperature
break.
You know right where you're at. You couldn't ask for any better. Someday we'd love to get it on your chart plotter, you know, but for right now, that's the best we can do, and it works really, really well.
Yeah. And that's included.
All included. All part of the deal.
Wow. Yeah.
No, it really is a great way to reorient yourself on the water. You know, when it's not where it's supposed to be, that's the next thing I do is try to figure out where it's going based on the water.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on for you. Again, if you want to get part of all that, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us this morning. Let's find out what's going on there. It's time for our catch report today. And again, speaking of, sponsored by fishdope.com, this is our catch report today, part of the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. If you want to make seamless short top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon, get the Sato Crimp System. It's easy, cost-effective, and most importantly, it's big fish proven. It is the method we use at Fisherman's Landing for connecting seamless connections on heavy line. It's fast, and it's approved by all of the long-range boats. And anything that's got that seal, you know it's right for you. Get the Sato Crimp Kits and selected supplies at tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Allie. What a fantastic show listening to you guys, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
But, so here we go, guys, mid-May, first day of the Eastern Pacific hurricane season, but I think we got a little storm brewing right here in our own backyard, man. It's really getting interesting with everything that's going on. So we're going to start up north on the sea bass grounds there at Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz, man. It's been biting fish up there on the bait grounds and bedrock proper, and then around the corner up to Rhodes Reef there, and then some across the channel over at Santa Cruz there, some little spots over there. And there's some tremendous-sized sea bass been caught up there this week. I've seen pictures of fish well over 60 pounds. They're very impressive. And some of that halibut's almost that big, and then a bunch of yellows up there they got a hell of an operation right now. And nice weather to boot, which usually don't last up there. So I go get the looks in, guys. At Catalina, a bunch of new sea bass moved in, some big ones there. And some of the sharper guys made some limit catches here. It's been pretty interesting, a good spread of fish. Backside east, got the headlines, of course, but some in the middle and a little bit up west also there. The sea bass situation at the island is looking pretty good right now, guys. Not so much on the yellows, but I think some of that stuff that's over there at Clemente's level wander across the channel pretty soon, and that yellowtail will get going. At San Clemente Island, man, that island right now, you know, it's a little slow getting started, but it's got quite a bit of yellowtail around it now. A lot of it scattered up and down the front side, good schools for sure, nice great fish, you know, 15 to 18 pounds like that, bite surface iron, yo-yo jigs, biting the fly line baits there. There's some in the cove also, and then a little bit of sea bass in the cove. There's a little squid in there, and some of that sea bass is on the squid, so that's all good news there. And then also right close to Clemente, some major volume of bluefin. You know, that stuff's been, you know, it's up a day, down a day. It's moving around a lot, especially this past week here. But the last couple days, pushing up to that zone that stretches from the 43 up the canyon to just like 5 miles off the head, and then even up on the front side, there was fish scattered around. And there's a big area, guys, with tonnage of fish in it. And probably tonnage of boats right now for sure, I'd be guessing. But, you know, it's biting bait, biting the jigs, but it's mixed great fish. There's some little bitty ones here and there, and there's some big tankers mixed in right with them. So, you definitely want to have a mix of tackle, and I would definitely fish that heavier tackle when everything can get away with it. There's, just a lot of fish in there, and it's looking awful good here for, mid-May. It's crazy. You've got to love it. Time to go fishing, guys.
That sounds awesome, man. Mark.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com. We talked about it. All the resources you need, including reports from Captain Mark Wish, as well as those sea surface temperature charts and a whole lot more. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, is your $20 code for fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're still temporarily, hopefully, in Huntington Beach, but we're getting closer. And we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're slowly getting the bits and pieces together. We got the inventory done. We're trying to figure out exactly a few more details, and then we'll get in contact with some of you guys that's been waiting patiently in terms of the sale of the store. And I got to get it done because listening to Allie talk about all this cool stuff, man, I want to go fishing with you some more, buddy.
Yeah. Finally going to have the time to make it out. Hey, one trip in 20 years ain't too bad.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
So are we saying that Pacific Edge is still for sale, but it's getting close to not being for sale?
Well, I'm kind of stealthy about saying stuff, you know.
Okay.
But, I'd say that's a possibility, yeah.
All right.
This is the equivalent of Mark catching a whole bunch of sea bass last week, not willing to tell you, but you already know that he caught them. Your buddy was on another boat watching him take pictures of it, but like you still aren't going to get the dope until at least it's a couple more days beyond it. Like,
yeah, when you see sea bass, what do you mean?
It's going to be a big nightmare.
All right.
I'm happy for you, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we sure appreciate it. Looking forward to next week's report.
You know, I think it's getting better and better. It really is. You know, that amount of bluefin, you know, that stuff's been wandering around, and the way it made that little move up toward Clemente, and you know, I was remembering back when this bluefin thing was really getting started, 2015, whatever that was, ancient history. You know, it was Memorial Day weekend, and we were around the 289, and there was fish as far as the eye could see, including some of them giant ones. We hooked one of them giant ones and just got destroyed. And I was wondering then, and this was just before Memorial Day, what the hell's going on? What's all the fish doing here? And now we got the same setup. So,
okay.
And a whole lot more knowledge about what to do with them and a whole lot more tackle so that you can actually do it. And, yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Catch one, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, stay tuned. It's on a roll right now, and we'll have it for you here when Let's Talk Hookup, and of course Mark will have it for you too next Saturday, and we'll talk to you then, Mark.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Hey, while we're waiting for Marcos on the radio, you know that guy at C4Sport Fishing. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. They are packed solid. Rex, Rancho Santa Margarita. You're up next, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Ali. Great show today.
Good morning.
I've got a local knowledge question for Ali. I lived on the East Coast for 10 years, mostly in the Carolinas. So your McClellanville, South Carolina show really brought back some great memories. My question is, of all the episodes you filmed, Ali, what would be the top two or three favorite locations that you and Rush have fished? Thanks.
Good question.
Good question. Besides our own areas, you know, because I think he loves fishing out here a bunch, especially the bluefin thing is right up his alley. I keep coming back to the Australia trip. Where do you
did
go?
Did Rush
fish?
Go with you on that?
He did not. That was when that hurricane hit.
Oh.
So he was supposed to go, but the hurricane had hit like in it was literally their island.
Not Odile or what? No, that was Mexico. Yeah.
No, it was the other one. I don't even remember the name. Yeah, there's so many. But like it wiped, like our producer's house was gone. He couldn't live in it for a year and a half.
Wow.
It tore the roof off and all that. So he stayed behind because I think that hit in late September and they were still digging out. And I was like, yeah, sucks for you guys. I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I was going to miss that trip.
Another reason why you don't live in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was there's nothing stopping me from that divorce. It didn't matter. It was an awesome trip. But just to be able to, you know, cast surface lures and see
crazy.
Every single bite before it happened on that trip is there's nothing
all
like
time.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fish flying out of the air. You know, those barred Spanish mackerel. I didn't really know too much about them before I went there, but the first one I caught, it grabbed my popper and it probably jumped 15 feet out of the water
crazy.
With it in its mouth. I mean, just like stuff you can't process.
Crystal
clear water. You're 800 miles from the nearest port.
Every fish looks like it should be in an aquarium.
100 miles from the nearest port.
How do you get there?
Lots of airplanes.
Lots
like
of airplanes.
Literally from L.A. to Sydney, Sydney to Brisbane. Brisbane up to, I don't remember, north end of Australia, a little tiny, tiny town where it was just basically an airport and not much else. And then you jumped into a caravan, and then we landed on an island in the Coral Sea in the middle of nowhere.
Get out of here.
Yeah. On like a little plane or something?
Like a caravan. Like a, you know, 12-seat.
Oh, a Cessna caravan.
Yeah, Cessna caravan, 12-seater or whatever.
Yeah.
And then from there you got into a Ponga, then you got on the boat.
Oh, my God.
Wild.
I mean, it was nuts.
So what's a trip like that cost?
I think it's about $8,000.
$8,000.
Plus travel. And everything, you're going to be 10, 12 grand. But
so,
I mean,
is that to Sydney?
The flight to Sydney was like, it wasn't that bad. I think I got it.
But I mean, from Sydney, that 8 grand includes all those other little plunker flights.
No. So that's just the fishing trip itself. Just
that's
like
just
you jump on a long range trip and spend 8 grand. So it's about the same as doing it. I mean,
so by the time you're all in for airfare, it seemed like 12.
10, 11, 12, something like that.
Yeah.
Trip of
a lifetime.
Of a lifetime. You will see stuff.
That's an 8-day trip?
I think it was 8 days. We didn't see another boat.
That's wild.
Not
wild. How cool is that?
It is the most remote. You are like 60 miles off of Papua New Guinea.
Wow.
Crazy. I mean, the most remote fishing you've ever. We would dive in and snorkel, you know, in the afternoons when it would get hot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see a beer can. You wouldn't see a beer bottle top. You wouldn't see any commercial gear. Just pristine, untouched.
Are they open now? Can you go there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Australia's doing. I think Australia, they were on that New Zealand program.
Down,
yeah,
right.
They locked it down. I think this summer they're going to start letting people go.
Oh, okay.
I did this trip in December. I think that's kind of
the
middle
summer,
of the season.
Right?
Correct. I went with Nomad. They're not doing those trips anymore.
Oh, they're not.
But there's a couple other operators that Nomad can refer you to that are doing them that's kind of taking over the Nomad program.
Gotcha.
Dude, I mean, I got to do it again before I die.
So rad.
You never get to fish like that. The most comparable thing, which I go crazy for, and Ricky and I have talked about it a million times, is fishing those Cabrilla and the Sea of Cortez on surface iron.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You see every single bite, and once you get bit, it's just like fast and furious putting the wood to them to get them out of the rocks.
How do you bring an appropriate amount of gear? Just because, you know, fishing coral heads, and like you say, you talk about, you know, you're getting one out of five. Like, how do you bring an appropriate amount of tackle for all of the stuff you have to blow through, getting blown off on coral heads and things like that?
The boat that was owned by the Nomad guys has a full stop.
Oh, okay.
And it was like normal prices. Like, it was 20 bucks a lure.
Sure.
So if you lost five in a day, it's 100 bucks.
And they have all the tackle you
everything.
Need.
We took our own gear because, you know, with that jigging stuff, everybody kind of wants to have their own thing.
Sure.
And me too. I really like that Pen Torque a lot, and I've got that on a big stout rod for the bigger fish. And it wasn't bad. I mean, it really was not. Like, once you check your baggage, right, it's kind of gone.
Yeah.
We only, on the way home, you know, we had to do the Benny Hill act, getting all the suitcases into the airport. And when you travel with the film guys, too, they carry about, I don't know, 15 Pelican boxes each. It's just insane. We call it Tetris when you're loading the van with all those Pelican boxes. But it's very doable, and it's very much outside of the scope of anything that we've ever seen.
That's
anything.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey, let's continue to our catch report.
You got it, man. We got Marcos standing by from C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah. I understand there's some pretty serious fishing going on at C4th.
Everything we do is serious here. There's no joking around at all.
They don't mess around.
No, we don't mess around at all. But speaking of, we had two boats calling this morning. The Pacifica had 19 bluefin in that 30 to 50 pound range, which is a good start. And then the Polaris Supreme on their trip, they called in 6 o'clock this morning with limits of bluefin. I mean, on a day and a half trip, it's like, what are you going to do for the rest of the trip?
That Aliar is a machine.
Yeah.
Man. He is a fish producing machine.
And definitely a nice range of size on those fish. 25 up to 120 is what Aliar was telling us. And, you know, so when you're seeing those 100-plus pounders, those 30 to 50 pounders don't sound impressive, but that's a big bluefin.
That's great.
On, you know, a day and a half trip in May here. And, you know, a lot of times I see that people aren't ready for those big fish. So 30 to 50 is definitely catchable. It's shot at some of those big fish. Make sure you have the right gear. A lot of those guys are asking for, you know, a minimum of 40 pounds there. Same on the San Diego. There's catching bluefin, too. They had 9 yesterday, 9 the day before that. 67, I believe it was, the day before that. So very good fishing, all our 68. That was limits there. And same thing, asking for a little bit bigger line there, 40-pound plus there. Those smaller flatballs, that 100, 150 gram, the cold snipers. And one of the guys said, just throw something shiny in the water, and you got a good chance at hooking up a bluefin there. So very good fishing on those full days, those 1 days, a day and a half. The new C4th on the half-day trips, very good calico bass fishing over the last few days. Kind of really started rolling Wednesday afternoon. They had 60 on there. Actually, Tuesday afternoon they had 30. Wednesday, 60. Thursday, 60 in the morning, 107 in the afternoon. Yesterday, 86 in the morning, 34 in the afternoon. So
calico.
We are squarely into calico bass. Yeah, squarely into calico bass season there. And these are just the fish that they're catching. They're really fishing a lot more than that. And so I tell people, you know, you may have to release that 12, 13-inch bass, but it's just as fun to catch as that 14-inch bass. So very good fishing on there. Definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the 1 days, day and a half, and we're slowly starting to expand those schedules out there. We're scheduled through June. I think we're starting to see some trips in July there. Make your reservations ahead of time, especially if you're going to go on a weekend. I think the San Diego is almost sold out on weekends through June, so if you're looking at one of those full days, you better do that quick. Same with those overnight trips. You can always give us a call at the office if you have any questions, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, get a breakfast burrito next door, and then get out there fishing.
Awesome, buddy. Well, certainly sounds like some great fishing, Marcos. We appreciate that. As always, great advice, too, on the heavier tackle, and glad to hear fishing so good. Look forward to another one next week, and we appreciate it very much.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. And here in Marcos's report, I want to say one thing real fast. And obviously this is coming from a biased person working in a tackle store, but with him talking about making sure you have a heavy line, 40-pound and 50-pound, if you don't own a relatively heavy bluefin outfit, do yourself a favor and go buy that thing right now. Even if it's not the most comfortable purchase, gear is just evaporating so fast right now.
And there's stuff in stock right now.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's not a thing. I mean, get it from wherever. I'd love it if you bought it from us, but, man, get that thing from wherever you want. But I assure you, buy that thing right now because gear is going away.
In a month, it's not going to be here.
That's how I feel.
It's not going to be here.
I'm really, really serious about that. Like, this fish is no joke, and it's just bigger and bigger and bigger, and the season is filling in so fast, and it's going to be so hard to obtain later.
Yeah.
If that's on the horizon of something you need to do, just, man, swallow and go for it.
Put
it
on your credit card.
Go get a TAC 16 and go get a heavy rod that's capable of fishing 60 or...
I fished that TAC 16 with a CalStar Graphfighter 700H. Put that thing on the rail, man. I mean, I was surprised to think that that fish I caught was 80 pounds. It was like, wow, that came in easy.
And that's a good thing, too. Like, the quality of tackle makes catching that fish. That is the other world of difference. You know, appropriate rod and reel and heavy enough line and a big hook. Like, it just happens. It's no longer has to be a grueling multi-hour battle.
But you got
to
have the right rod, too, right?
Yeah,
you got to have that power.
It's every bit as important.
You know that, right?
Yeah, no, it's a combo for sure. I mean, the rod's probably doing more work than the reel is, honestly.
Totally.
Like, you see those rail rods, we bend them to the water, and all you got to do is just turn
the handle.
Keep the pressure on it, turn the handle, let the rod do the work.
That's it, for sure. As long as you have that reel that has the power, and you got to have the rod that matches the power, for sure. Definitely. Hey, big event going on right now down at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Ron Lane is on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to tell you, that's a great show. Ali, you're killing it, man. I've got bucket list checks, dogtooth tuna. I'm sitting here checking things off, going, my goodness, I got to go do some of that stuff.
Let's go.
Adding to the list.
Yeah, none of us are getting any.
The list.
Yeah, well.
Hey, speaking of, right on.
So you've got a huge introduction today of this new Mirage Drive Lynx. Tell us about it.
The Lynx. It's the boat I've been, the kayak I've been waiting for. It's lightweight. I mean, we're talking a kayak under 40, well, it's 42 pounds. And the girls were putting them on top of cars on the racks yesterday. This engineering team that put this together is amazing. It's a bunch of surfers and kayakers and all that Hobie engineering team use their boat so much. And we've been crying for a light boat. Please get us a light kayak. And that you can stack a couple on top of a small car, on a car rack, like a stand-up paddleboard almost. So we actually lucked out.
But it's a stable kayak, right? It's a kayak that has a Mirage Drive 360 in it. It has that super comfortable seat in it, and you can put a bait tank on it, right?
Oh, bait tank. You can roll them with beach wheels. This is the boat that fills out the arsenal. If a guy's got a pro angler and he wants to get a second, what a way to do it.
And got a perfect boat to put on a boat to go to Clemente, right?
Stack them.
Stack them and do a mothership thing. I mean, this is like the ultimate answer to the all-around great boat. In fact, you said that on our Islander Kayak mothership trip at the end of June, we're going to take that boat with us, right? Because
we could
take pretty much anything on that boat, but this is the boat that you want to take.
Well, that's the thing. I was really sweating it to see if we were going to get these boats. I mean, like Ali was saying, Ricky was talking about equipment is flying out the door. Yeah, get it now. I just got 20 of them in yesterday, and I think they're going to fly out the door today. A lot of people coming down to try them. We're going to have a couple in the water. I'm hoping to get you, Pete, on one.
I'm going to come down there and check it out, yeah.
Mark Johnson's coming down from the factory. He's on that dream team of designers up at Hobie, and he's going to be answering questions and telling about how this thing developed. But when that I-11, that portable kayak came out, it was so light and so fast, it blew our minds. Well, we've been waiting for a hard one, a hard, lightweight kayak with a Mirage Drive in it, and it's here. And I mean, this is going to go across the board because it's a really great recreational boat, but who doesn't want a light fishing kayak that you can just absolutely put on top of your little car, launch it really quick, put a bait tank on it?
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
So this is it's available now. You picked up 20 yesterday, and they are in stock at Fastlane. They're not going to be there for very much longer, and you can go try it out today. Go check it out today at Fastlane. What time is it all going to go down, Ron?
Well, we're going to be there all day delivering boats, but we're going to have a little barbecue right at noon. I'm going to talk about the boat. We're going to put them in the water. We're going to tool around in the back a little bit with the engineers there explaining all the things about the boat.
The engineers from Hobie will be there.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
That's cool. Well, great. It's all going to happen.
They're as excited as I am.
Yeah, at Fast Lane Kayaks right there in Mission Bay. How do we find you, Ron?
Yep, just give us a call at 619-222-0766. And then We're just right at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld.
That's
and
it.
We'll have,
easy to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Great.
And we'll have some hot dogs and we'll have some fun out there.
All right. Well, we'll see you down there. I'll be down there later, and you should get down there and check out this new Hobie Mirage Lynx kayak. It's amazing. Ron's been secretly telling me about it for months. Secretly.
Oh,
and now we actually get to see it.
Talking about game changers, that's going to be one of them.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Ron.
I've been foaming. Thank you, guys.
He has.
Hey, thanks,
Ron. Appreciate that.
Right. When we come back, we're going to talk to our good buddy Craig Schumann from California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Great stuff going on this morning, as promised.
Yeah, and I got to remind you, May 22nd, that's looking at the calendar, that's next Saturday, at C4 Sport Fishing, is the giant used tackle sale from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends in the Rollo, 1 to 5 p.m. It's the largest ever used tackle sale. People have been so generous cleaning out their garages and donating used tackle. This is going to be massive. It's going to be at Seaforth Sport Fishing next Saturday, 1 week from today, and that is from 1 to 5 p.m., the giant used tackle sale. You don't want to miss that. And we have on the line right now from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, our good buddy Craig Schumann. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Craig?
Hey, doing great. So budget, the new budget proposal. Tell us about what's going on that's benefiting anglers.
Yeah, I'll get in there. Well, thanks for having me on. I miss seeing y'all at Fred Hall Show this year and looking forward to next year. And as always, it's been a great show this morning. Thanks for keeping us entertained on our weekend mornings.
Thanks, Craig.
It's been a crazy year, but one of the good things that came out of it is we saw a lot more people taking advantage of our great fisheries in California.
Oh, yeah.
Sport fishing license sales were up over 10% from 2019 to 2020, and we're seeing that same trend continue into 2021. It's clear that much of that is credited to California seeking safe outdoor activities, and we're getting more people outside, which is great. But it also correlates with our recent rededication to learning reasons behind previously decreasing license sales through the nationwide recruitment, retention, and reactivation, what we call our R3 effort. R3 aims to increase statewide hunting and fishing participation by collaborating with diverse stakeholders to transform barriers into opportunities. As you mentioned yesterday, Gavin Newsom released his California comeback plan, which includes a number of great things for California anglers. For those salmon fishers out there, those that like to get up north, there's proposed funding for fish hatchery modernization and fish rescues due to the drought conditions. We're in drought. There's going to be a lot of fish rescues. We're also trucking trout from the hatchery down to the water, get those trout going, keep our salmon fisheries active. We've got proposed funding for wetland management and restoration. And as we know, wetlands are a critical nursery area for many key species. There's proposed funding for a new offshore patrol vessel and aircraft to assist enforcement and species monitoring so we continue to address our whale and sea turtle entanglement problems. There's specific funding to modernize our licensing platform to enable mobile device display of your hunting and fishing licenses on your mobile device. This will build off our ongoing development of a mobile application to replace our printed reg books. So this will enable you to have everything you need, including where you are in the map in relation to the regs, on your mobile device.
That's cool.
We also have proposed funding to meaningfully engage in offshore renewable energy. So we need to make sure that our clean energy future has minimal impacts to our marine fisheries and offshore ecosystems and habitats. There's proposed funding to complete the commercial drift gillnet buyout program we initiated last year, and this will continue to get more commercial drift gillnets off the water. Finally, there's proposed funding to support access and recreation for underserved communities. And while it's not directly related to the proposed budget announcement, I want to give a quick shout-out to SAC, CCA Cal, and Friends of Rollo. We're working with them to spool up more ocean fishing workshops this summer to get the next generation of anglers out on the water, with a focus on groups who might not otherwise have opportunities to visit the ocean and experience a day of water fishing from the boat. And lastly, I just want to recognize and thank Director Bonham, Secretary of Natural Resources Wade Crowfoot, and Governor Newsom and the Newsom administration for supporting these historic advancements in California's biodiversity for future generations of anglers.
That's great. Well, Greg, a lot of good positive things for anglers in that. And one thing you did mention is the online thing. Any idea on the 365 license?
Right, yeah.
So that's working through the other parallel legislative process. It's my understanding that that's something that we are generally supportive of. And ideally, it would all link in together through that electronic platform.
Okay. All right. Well, great. And it's great that you are working. Wayne Cotto just sent me from CCA that that AB 817-12 is the 12-month fishing license as part of that R3 program. So that's a good thing, and all that stuff is really good for anglers. And Craig, we know you're on our side, and we sure appreciate your efforts and what you do there at California Fish and California Department of Fish and Wildlife for us. And we appreciate the efforts this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate all you guys.
Thanks, Craig.
All right. We'll talk to you real soon. Keep us updated on what's going on.
Take care. Yeah, anytime.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump into the next caller.
You got it there. How about we talk to Jeff? Jeff's calling us from Pacific Beach. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for all you do here for our fishing.
Thanks, Jeff.
Just curious to see, I was out fishing the other day with my son, and we were talking about how much things have changed in the last 20 years. The first one I remember was Buddy Boaters. Dennis Allen had a website. I was just wondering if Ollie could talk about how Fish Dope and Bloody Decks kind of evolved and got started.
That's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a while now. Jason and I were on All Coast Sport Fishing for years and years. I know Rick was there. I mean, shoot, we were kids back then. And then the Buddy Boaters kind of came along, and let's just say we had some disagreements with the ownership of the Buddy Boaters. Didn't kind of like what they were doing, and they basically kicked us off of there. And Jason took the initiative and had the idea and came up with the name, and he started Bloody Decks, and I came along a few weeks later. And at the time, I owned a business where I did silk screening and embroidery and signs and all that, and we started making T-shirts and just for our buddies, and it was kind of like just a cool thing to have a BD shirt and a BD sticker. And then next thing we knew, like, we were at the launch ramp selling shirts and stickers before we put the boat in the water. And we're like, hey, we're just trying to go fishing and, you know, be there for an hour selling shirts. And then the turning point for us when we did a day at the docks. And we just wanted to go hang out with our buddies, drink beer in the sun, you know, have a good time, sell a few T-shirts. And, I mean, this was 20 years ago. I think we sold, like, $4,000 in T-shirts in a day.
Wow.
And we were like, holy smokes.
And we're onto something here.
Yeah, we might be onto something here. And we made the decision. We were like, hey, should we keep this thing, a bunch of our friends, a couple thousand people, or see how we can grow it? And having no idea, I mean, zero idea it would ever turn into a job or anything like that. And we're like, yeah, let's see how big we can make it. And, you know, today, especially since the COVID, you know, hit to magazine guys and all that, like, we don't have any peer in fishing media. Like, we are so much bigger than the next biggest guy. There's no magazine that can match the circulation. We've really turned into a media company, which is as weird as it is to say.
Yeah.
But, like, our little hobby, you know, it's like, it's that classic story. You do what you love, you chase it long enough, next thing you know, it's a job. And Fish Dope has sprung from that. And, you know, we've also had Local Knowledge has sprung from that. We got a TV show. And, you know, now we have Satfish, which is kind of like Fish Dope if you're fishing other places in the country. And we just launched our own beer, which we haven't talked about.
Yeah, the beer. Yeah. Tell us about the beer.
We worked with the guys at BNS Brewing, my brother's buddy, Tony, out there. They went to school together. And, dude, Tony was after me. He's like, dude, we need to do a beer. I'm like, oh, I'm busy. We need to do a beer. And I started talking about it with the team. Everybody just got fired up. And we're like, okay, what should we name it? And, you know, I think it's, you know us, our favorite species of fish is the exotic and highly vaunted yellowtail tuna.
They're elusive.
The yellowtail tuna.
I mean, yeah.
And it's a cool can. I'm holding it here in my hand, and it's a golden ale.
Golden ale. It's
my
really favorite. I like drinking beer.
Yeah,
I know Rick
is drinking boat beer.
It's and that was what it was
boat,
designed
total
for.
Boat
yeah,
beer.
I feel like all these small brewery guys are like these IPA wars where
you
it's
have
like
to
eating,
chew them.
Oh, eating us. You know, a loaf of sour bread or whatever.
You know, what's amazing about the label is this yellowtail tuna looks very much like a yellowtail.
Well, but it does have tuna-like features, and that's what makes it so exotic.
Okay.
There's an ongoing debate online exactly where they live and, you know, how to catch one. But, man, it's a hell of a fish. If you ever come across one, consider yourself very lucky.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But this is cool beer. It's Bloody Decks Yellowtail Tuna Golden Ale. Where can you get it?
You can get it. We've got a link on our website. You know, if you go to BD and just search beer, there's a bunch of retailers around town. Please support them. But, like, we've got it over here. You know, John's Place has got it. You know, we've got it.
Point Loma Seafoods
has it. Dana Landing sells it. A ton of liquor stores around town have it. Bubs is carrying it down in Pacific Beach.
Get it at BNS?
Go to BNS and get it. And they've got a killer setup up there. I'm not sure Ricky's been, but they've always got live music going out there and a taco guy or a barbecue guy or whatever. It's just a great place, like on Friday afternoon, to go have a few beers and get something to eat. But it's been really cool, you know, a lot of fun.
But you're so diversified.
We've got our hands in a lot of stuff. That's for sure.
It was just a matter of time before beer was one of
beer,
those things.
You got to think.
kind of felt natural.
Yeah. No question.
You go with what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump right back into them, this time talking to Robert. Robert's calling us from Orange this morning. What's up, Robert? Thanks for hanging in.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Robert?
I just wanted to say that if you don't have Fish Dope, get it. A lot of my good friends have it, and they catch tons of fish with it. Just get that. And also, I was on a 3-day with Captain Allier on the Polaris Supreme. That guy is a complete animal. He is a beast.
Yes, he is.
If you're not on that boat, or you can get on that boat, get on it. And I have a question about the bluefin at San Clemente Island. Were there any cows caught lately? And do you guys think yourselves, just you guys, that we will catch a 500-pounder at some point this year?
I haven't heard of any big ones at Clemente. I know there was that bite down off of Ensenada where, you know, guys like me and Ricky were sidelined in our private boats because the weather just wouldn't let us. We're watching those guys catch fish for, what, a month almost?
Right.
And couldn't get there. 70 miles, not that far, and just the weather wouldn't let us go. But up at Clemente, what we saw the other day was no. I don't know if any of them caught. Definitely metered some bigger ones. I don't know if
yeah,
you
we
did, too.
We did. We had a couple of schools real deep where you always see that real big fish at. And they marked real big. I mean, you know, same thing. Like, you couldn't say that this fish is 200 pounds, but it was marking schools where big fish really are, and they marked like really big fish.
We saw the same thing. We're sitting there picking away at, you know, 25 to 60-pound fish, but you look down on the meter at 250, 300 feet,
totally.
And you got those big check marks, and we know what that means. They're just until they settle in, a lot of times those guys will just stay underneath the smaller fish, and every once in a while you'll get that story about somebody getting spooled, but for the most part, they need a little bit of time to acclimate, I think.
We had a couple guys on the American Angler get spooled on Thursday,
yeah.
There was definitely some bigger fish in the zone. A
couple guys got spooled on Wednesday as well.
And if somebody caught one tomorrow at San Clemente, nobody would be surprised by it. You know, I mean, it's going to happen,
yes.
And it's going to probably happen sooner than later, and if that day was today, no one would be shocked by it. It's going to be a thing.
Yep.
They're coming.
Time to get out the wood skewers. get to work.
Go kite fishing.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate it.
I mean, honestly, just yet another sign of that big fish. We just got last week or maybe even the week before our first round of flying fish from the island. And the reason that I say that is not the fact that we have them, but those guys have been fishing for it a little bit, and that you know, the first few trips were not successful. That wave of bait, you know, being the flying fish, wasn't at the island yet. You know, they made several trips looking and not seeing it, and then just like it's supposed to, it showed up, and the guys that catch the bait, you know, all the operations caught it really good. And, you know, I mean, that again, if that's not yet another sign of that big fish showing up, you know, the bait wasn't there a few weeks ago, and now it is
now
just
it is.
As steady.
Yeah, and just like you were saying to, you know, get your rods and reels right now. Get your stash of flying fish.
Boy, that's
fish.
A true statement,
dude,
too.
I get the shakes if I have less than 100 in the freezer. I'm not even joking. Like, 100 is my number. I've got plenty of bait from last year. The stuff's vacuum sealed awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it holds up. But, man, those things become currency by August.
And I know you guys at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have it. I know that Dana Landing has a big stock of it right now.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
get it while you can.
Get it now. They're not cheap, but they're effective.
Speaking of Dana Landing, we have not talked about one of my favorite products in the whole world, and that is SeaDek. Blue Seas Fabrication. I know you're involved with Ken and the guys over there. What an amazing product that is. Everybody that steps on Field Research, they just go, wow.
Yeah.
It's just an incredible product.
It's like you ask about the Seakeeper. Kind of don't want to have a boat without it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is.
It's like I get on a boat without it, and I notice it immediately. And I love it. I'm all in on SeaDek. You know, they're the sponsor of the show. They advertise with us. We sell SeaDek through Blue Seas. It's a great, great product, and it's finally here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ken and Clay and those guys have just been
masters.
It. Business has been phenomenal.
Those
it took
guys
a little
are
bit
so
of,
good.
For people to figure out what it is. And it's kind of like some of you got to go ride on your buddy's boat with it, and the next thing you know, I got to have it kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and even just doing your combing pads and a helm pad or something like that really upgrade your boat. And it isn't cheap, but it's not a ton of money.
No.
You know,
because it lasts a long time.
It does. That kit that I put on the Innovator is still going 7 or 8 years later. So, it'll hang around if you take care of it.
And you get blood and everything on it, grease, whatever, and you just put soap and water and you scrub it off.
That's the thing that impressed me. Is like I've been hesitant about it just because, you know, we fish a hardcore, but, you know, whatever. But I know how often Ollie goes. Ollie's boat is literally next door to ours. We look at it when we're putting our rods and reels together. And I don't know. I mean, you've had that for several years now, and it looks damn near the same as when you installed it. And, I mean, that's a lot of tuna fishing and a lot of sun, and the boat doesn't live under a cover. I mean, it's, you know, that's real deal testing, and
so
it's been there for several years, and it looks looks fantastic still.
Oh, yeah, man. No, it holds up a lot better than people give it credit for. You know, everybody's big question is, does the blood come off? Absolutely. It's a little bit more sticky, but it just blows off with a hose.
Yeah.
And the trade-off is just insane. And we fish, I mean, that boat's got 700 hours on it. We've had to replace a couple of panels because we've had, you know, those treble hooks on the big fish dig in and have a fish flopping around and stuck to my sea deck or something like that. But for the most part, it has done fantastic. And the great thing about it, too, is if you have any problem, we can just print you out another panel.
Right. That's pretty cool.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
They
it's
have
in
your
the
file
system.
Forever. Yeah,
it's
Pete goes, hey, you know, I
just replaced my back deck.
Because
I spilled paint on it.
Oh. yeah.
But you're saying if, like, I've got a one particular piece that fits over the top of a hatch and that one blows out, you can replace just that piece.
10 years from now,
that's cool. All
you
got
to do is tell them which panel it is, ask for it, they'll cut you out another one, you slap it down, you're good to go. So it's not like... This stuff, it is not 100% bulletproof. It's like anything on the boat. Just like your upholstery, treat it well. It'll treat you good forever. Yep. But if you do have a problem, it's a super easy fix.
Yeah. Guys at Blue Seas Fabrication, call them up. They're right next at Fastlane Kayaks right there at Dana Landing.
Yep.
So
yep.
Go see. They'll dial you.
They will get you dialed in.
It's a great investment for your boat.
And if you're having trouble selling it to the wife, just have her get on one boat that has it. And
The
wives love it.
Oh,
they run around barefoot. The kids aren't going to bump their heads. You know, all that good stuff. It's a great upgrade for any boat.
For sure.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Tim. Tim's calling us from Long Beach. What's up, Tim? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Not only do I love my fishing, but I'm also an avid hunter, and I love this deer season. Now, Ollie, I always thought Bloody Decks was only about fishing. Now, did I read right on your website that you guys cover deer hunting as well?
Yeah, we definitely dabble in it. I mean, I'm a fisherman first, for sure, but as soon as the fishing's done, I pick up my bow and my shotgun every year, all the time. I love to deer hunt, love to elk hunt, love to go to Texas and do all that, and I just think there's so much crossover there, right, like with hunting and camping and all that. You'll find all that stuff on BD, and there's a lot of guys posting reports about deer and equipment, and there's some, you know, I'm a big bow hunter, and there's a lot of really good archery hunters on there that are helping with information, and, you know, there's turkey hunting dope on there, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, sure.
When are we going to see a TV show about hunting?
Man, I'd love to do that.
Ollie, look, he's going after the wily elk.
Oh,
look at that.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love hunting just as much as I love fishing.
It's
cool. So much fun.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's try and sneak in another, Rick.
How about we talk to Paul, who calls from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My question was already answered about how Ollie started. Ollie started Bloody Decks. But, Ollie, what's the biggest bluefin you've caught?
Here locally, I have not been fortunate enough to catch a 300-pounder. I don't know how that's even possible. We've caught so many of them. But I probably caught a lot between 250 and 295. On the East Coast, we did that PEI thing for a few years. And, I don't even want to tell people how big it was, but – we had one that we estimated at 1250.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even that crew,
how
many fish a year, they were losing their minds. It was, and we hung a 1,000-pounder the day before. So it's like,
what a 1,000-pounder looks like.
Exactly. Very fresh frame of reference. It was freaking enormous. I have a picture of me with it on the wire, and my hand is like not even the size of its eyeball.
That's wild.
Just a cool fish. That's a cool thing, man. If you want to go see some stuff that'll blow your mind, that PEI trip up there. We fish with Tony's Tuna Fishing. They're great guys. It's just, it'll reinvent the way you think about fishing. It really will.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. A quick text here from Sean Price. He says, I've known Ollie since high school, and my question is, I've been mispronouncing his name the whole time, and he's never said anything. We have always called him Ollie, but I hear people calling him Ali as with an accent on the I.
I get it, dude. I get Ali. It doesn't.
So what is the proper
Ali?
Ali.
Yeah, It doesn't. It's not even.
It doesn't matter.
Not on my radar. You know what I mean? Like,
but there's a guy from high school.
Make sure you call me for dinner.
I was gonna say, if you're only being called that, that's probably like at least 50% better than what you used to be called.
I know a lot of people that call you other stuff.
There's a lot of different names for sure.
All right. Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's getting themselves a full one-year membership to Fish Dope. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The big winner of a full one-year membership to FishDope.com going to Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. Rex, congratulations. You're going to be so stoked having Fish Dope.
Yeah, it is such a great service. And, Ollie, man, the show just flew by. I mean, we got to do this again soon. But the problem is finding you in town because you're traveling. You're like a maniac. Either you're not fishing here bluefin tuna, you're out traveling down to Key West or points beyond that. What's the next trip?
Next trip, I think, is going to be that La Paz shoot.
Nice.
So we'll be down in La Paz for like 8 days. Oh, I'm super fired up.
Yeah.
And to show the Florida guys, like, that's our backyard. We've done a lot of fishing down there.
Yeah.
Just, it's so new to them. It's so cool to share it.
Yeah, that's that. And then, of course, local knowledge can be seen when?
Sundays on Discovery Channel, 7 a.m. I think we have a new episode next week. So we run an episode, then we rerun it. And check out any of our apps on, you know, Roku or Amazon Fire or YouTube, anywhere you can watch a TV show.
Well, that's the cool thing is you can watch, you don't delay them. It's like you can watch the current episode on YouTube
right away. Yeah, the only place it's delayed is like on Amazon Prime. So like at the end of the season, they'll upload the whole season.
Okay.
But that's the everywhere else you're going to find it.
But if you're on YouTube, you just look up local knowledge and you can look at it.
YouTube or your favorite app store.
Wow. Yep. You can actually download the app.
Yep, you can download. We've got an app for any device you can imagine.
Yeah.
iOS, Android, any TV stuff.
And then, of course, Fish Dope has a great app too. You got to get Fish Dope.
You got to have Fish Dope. Yeah,
you got to do that. And what about BD Outdoors?
We just launched a brand new website. We didn't even have time to get into that with a lot more regionalized content. So, like, your Southern California guys see Southern California content.
Really?
Pacific Northwest guys are going to see Pacific Northwest content. From articles to forum posts to classifieds, we're breaking it all down regionally, and we're rolling these changes out right now as we speak.
Wow,
it's really a big deal for us. We're super excited about it.
Yeah, and so you don't have to read if you're not interested in Florida fishing or Northwest fishing, you don't have to read articles about that and sift through it to get
exactly.
To the
so info. Very soon you'll just set your location within the website, and that's the next thing that we're doing. And you're just going to get fed. You can still see all the other stuff, but you're basically going to have your own wall of stuff that relates to you.
Wow,
you know, so deals in your area from tackle vendors, you know, and then you'll have the classifieds for your area, forum posts.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're not talking about tarpon, you know, in Southern California. Right. You're going to be getting posts about yellowtail and bluefin and all the stuff that we love.
Yeah, fantastic. BDOutdoors.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's an easy one. And, of course, again, fishdope.com, easy to subscribe. Use Hookup Now as $20 code for a new membership. You get that $20 off on a new membership at fishdope.com using that code. And so much good stuff. So, and we never even got to talk about Casa Vieja.
I know. That we'll have to save that for then. I'm going to get you guys down if I can. I think we're going to do like a group trip or two next year. I'd love to get. I'm telling you, man. A lot of people just see sailfish like, oh, I caught one before. It's not the same as catching 30 sailfish, a few big Dorado.
Hand feed them.
And the Guatemala experience is so different than Mexico. Honestly, my favorite thing about it is once you get down there, your wallet stays in your backpack the whole time.
That's cool. That fleet of boats is unbelievable.
Amazing fleet of boats, amazing lodge, amazing food, all that stuff. You just tip on your way out the door, and that's it. Everything else is just waiting for you.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Well, thanks, Ali. Great show. Sure appreciate all your time. Yeah, and sure appreciate all your time out there. Thank you very much. Great text, great phone calls. And, of course, Andrew, thank you very much for manning the phones and manning the board back there. We sure appreciate your effort. And, of course, Adam, our main man on our app, we appreciate his effort, too. Adam is the man. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captains Mike Lackey and Cameron Cribbins from the Vagabond will be here. They're going to have some fresh reports and a lot of good stuff about that great boat, the Vagabond, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Thanks for listening today. Ricky and I will be right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.